nuclear power is supposed to be, you know, the thing that we can use to power the world. France right now, I think, is building 14 new nuclear reactors. Why? Because of the incredibly incompetent behavior of the EU in general when it comes to energy and energy security. They've destroyed themselves in pursuit of this dystopian future of windmills and solar panels that can't power the continent. Adrian Kubicki is Poland's consul general in New York. He joins me, born in Truri, Poland. He's a diplomat, sociologist, expert in public relations and communications, and a spokesman for many Polish airlines. Adrian, good to have you on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Greatly appreciate it. So here comes Oliver Stone, another Hollywood guy who plays dress-up and make-believe for a living, trying to tell the rest of us how we're supposed to undertake and address serious issues. What do you make about the attacks on nuclear energy?
Well, the attacks of the nuclear energy, you mean in Ukraine or in general?
I mean Oliver Stone going after them, slamming people against nuclear power. The multi-billion-dollar deal that Poland has made with the U.S. to build several nuclear power plants.
We believe that if we want to become independent from the resources, from the Russian resources, we have to invest in the modern yet available technology. And we know that, and apparently new studies show that the nuclear power plants and nuclear energy will stick with us as one of the most efficient and probably one of the most also eco-friendly energy resources.
Yes, it's clean. It's consistent.
And also there is no alternative. We do believe in research. We understand that we have to invest in research, other means of energy resources. Maybe in the future they will be efficient enough to provide energy for the scale of the state of the country. But for the moment, nuclear energy is the only solution that can be that can replace the traditional resources that Poland used, also receiving supplies from Russia.
Right. So you look to your neighbors, France, for example, 14 nuclear power plants under construction. Germany has nuclear power. Other nations in the EU have nuclear power. Why? Well, first of all, does anything that Oliver Stone have to say matter to anyone in Poland?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, we appreciate him as an actor, and obviously he's a very talented person. And we do, as the decision maker, to listen to all the voices. But the reality is, as you pointed out very correctly, the revision of the approach to nuclear energy is not very exclusive to Poland, which, by the way, due to different reasons, never had nuclear power plants, which we consider one of the largest mistakes of the Polish transformation for the past 30 years. We want to make it up for it and catch up with the Western Europe. As you pointed out correctly, the energy independence is based in Western Europe mostly on investing in nuclear power plants. So this is something that we want to catch up on. We want to be a part of that revision. We strongly think that this is the only solution, even though it's not perfect, and maybe in the future, as I said, we will be able to turn it, to switch it to something even more eco-friendly. For the moment, this is the only solution. And yeah, as you said, there are different voices, but politicians, especially ruling politicians, but also public opinion, needs to understand, and they understand it in Poland, what's best for them and for their country, and also using the examples and showing how it works in other countries, even neighboring countries of Poland, on the western side of Poland. There are no doubts that this is the only way to go.
Okay, so what is the timetable here? And how long until these power plants could possibly be online?
Well, this is the project for many years to come. According to the schedule that we have implemented together with our partners, it will take several years to actually build the facility, and then obviously you have to open the operations. It will take also some time to make it work. It's difficult from that perspective to make decisions that have impact, not an immediate impact, but I think that the key decision has been made, the partners have been selected, and we are moving forward.
What makes people angry here in America, Adrian Kubicki is Poland's general consul in New York, general consul general in New York, is that we need nuclear power plants in America, too. And yet they're always bogged down in regulations and politics and so on and so forth. A couple of them been under construction in Georgia and Tennessee for a number of years. They never quite seem to get there. And yet American technology in America can partner with Poland to get it done in your country, and we can't here. It's very frustrating for us.
Well, it only seems that way. You have to understand that under European restrictions, which are probably equal to the restrictions that are present here in the United States, or maybe even go beyond that, you can't build such infrastructure overnight. So obviously we have to work with all the permits, with all the approvals. It will be a very long, we hope to shorten that as much as possible, but it will be a long and very exhausting bureaucratic process to go through all that work that needs to be done. Also, in accordance with all the environment requirements, it's not as easy as it might seem. Having a partner here in America, we know that the partner is reliable and they know what they're doing. They will help us by all means, but it doesn't mean that we don't have to go to different procedures. The project has been prepared very carefully even before we chose the entity that will work with us in building that. So I just wanted to say that it is a project for years. It's not a project for doing that overnight.
And it's an investment into the future. An investment into the future. And Adrian, I commend you and your country for doing it. It certainly needs to be done. Thank you for being here and sharing the story. As Poland partners with Americans to build several nuclear power plants in that country so they will be energy independent. Adrian, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Greatly appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
As we continue on, now we've got a lot more to cover here today. Human microchip implants taking center stage. Lab-grown meat moves closer to the American dinner plate. ChatGPT can pass the United States medical licensing exam in the bar. Oh, it's a brave new world. Scary as hell new world. But a brave new world. Tell you about all of that coming back. Don't go anywhere. Heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Thanks for asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. It's against my religion. I'm giving my dog a bath. You can have pictures of that. Pressure gives me hives. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. Hold on. Let me ask my mom. Sorry, my webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. Unfortunately, I just had my clothes surgically attached to my body. If they got out, I might never be president. I'm already naked, under my clothes. Not even if you were all three Jonas Brothers. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. The more you ask, the less I want to. You're not the boss of me. Nudity makes me vomit. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.